morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Heather Buckmaster with us once again today as we talk about a special seminar on cattle handling coming up later in September. Kurt Pake coming to Oklahoma. Heather, tell us more.
Well, we are so excited. The Noble Research Institute and the Oklahoma Beef Council, we want to invite all cattle producers to a seminar featuring internationally recognized cattle handling expert Kurt Pake in Ardmore, Oklahoma on Wednesday, September 19th at the Hardy Murphy Arena from 5:30 to 8:30. It's really an unprecedented opportunity to see one of the best. But the seminar will offer ways to work cattle in a low-stress manner to enhance cattle movements, performance, and handler safety on the ground and on the horse.
And folks, here's how you can be a part of that special evening.
The evening will include sessions on working cattle on horseback and on the ground. A free steak dinner will be served, compliments of the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Beef Checkoff. It is essential to register for the events at noble.org under events page.
And as always, to learn more about the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. On Friday of last week, Ajit Pai, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, received a letter from the Oklahoma delegation urging him to carefully evaluate any challenges that are submitted from mobile service carriers regarding the FCC's current mobility fund process. The letter was led by Congressman Frank Lucas, who spoke to the concerns of many of Oklahoma's rural service providers who claim the current process in place by the FCC is, quote, burdensome and costly to smaller wireless and broadband carriers. Lucas asserted in the letter that in order to allow rural America to benefit from today's technological advantages, Chairman Pine must allot more time to the evaluation process to ensure proper data has been submitted. Lucas also contended that the Commission's request of companies fails to ensure sufficiently accurate maps can be produced to guide the Mobility Fund auction. According to the FCC's process, areas that are deemed correctly or incorrectly as served will not receive Universal Service Fund assistance for up to a decade or more, which Lucas points out would adversely affect economic development and general quality of life in rural America. Also, over the summer, we've been following a story regarding several nuisance lawsuits that have been filed against hog producers in North Carolina. One facility in particular that is connected to one of the industry's leading pork producers, Smithfield Foods. Overall, 26 lawsuits have been lodged against these producers, and so far, three of them have been tried and all three found in favor of the plaintiffs, who claim they have been subjected to foul odors, dust, flies, and other issues as a result of residing next to these production facilities. We caught up this week with Roy Lee Lindsay, executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, for his take on the situation. According to him, this sets a severely concerning precedent for the pork industry where anyone can put a farm out of business simply for operating. Even if it is completely compliant with all the applicable rules and regulations like these farms were.
That's a concern. It should be a concern for everybody in this country that likes to eat, especially likes to eat meat. Whether you're buying a steak that might have come from a cattle feed yard somewhere, whether you're buying a chicken breast that came through a poultry operation, whether you're talking about pork that's being raised out here in Oklahoma. This would be very similar in my estimation to the poultry lawsuit that Drew Edmondson brought 10 or 12 or whatever years ago that was now, where didn't sue the farm owners, didn't ever allege that the farm owners were doing something that they weren't supposed to in terms of the following their plans or any of the rest of it, but what you're doing is bad, so we've got to stop it. The way to solve this is to go to court and sue somebody. And I just think that's the wrong way to go about solving a problem anytime you've got one.
You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.